Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Billy Zitzman. Batting second. The third baseman, Chuck Dressen. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rube Bresler. Batting 5th. The shortstop, Babe Pinelli. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Al Niehaus. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ernie Kruger. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pete Donahue. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Donahue. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. And now, play ball. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field. Bresler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zitzman who is chasing the ball. Brooks reaches third base with a triple. Moranville goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Niehaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Pinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Kruger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruger takes first base on ball 4. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zitzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Niehaus scoops it up and throws to first, with Donahue covering, for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield and into right field for a base hit. Zitzman scoops it up and throws to the cutoff man, Kritz, who throws to first. Niehaus tags Moranville for the out. Moranville had rounded first base, started to go towards second, thought better of it, but was caught off two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennelly misplays the ball. That's an error on Pennelly. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fraga. The throw from Kruger and he is safe. Fraga steals second. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a pop-up towards first. Niehaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dressen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dressen moves to second. Rube Bressler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressler is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Dressen moves to third. One out. Babe Pennelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grigsby who is chasing the ball. Pennelly reaches third base with a triple. Dressen scores. Bressler goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pennelly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Niehaus takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Kruger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kruger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niehaus moves to second. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0 for 1 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field. Zitzman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zitzman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grigsby, who is chasing the ball. Zitzman reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dressen takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zitzman scores. Dressen moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Reds. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dressen scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Babe Pinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bresler moves to second. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kritz hits a line drive into right field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pinelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to second. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fraga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Moranville moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niehaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Kruger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kruger bunts towards third. Fraga fields it and throws to first for the out. Niehaus moves to second. One out. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-2 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraga fields it and has Niehaus trapped. There's the throw to Adams, who throws back to Fraga, who tags Niehaus for the out. Donahue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Zitzman hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Bressler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zitzman. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Grigsby hits a line drive into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dressen hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roush hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Bressler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Pinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moranville bunts towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dressen fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. 2 outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roush. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Carl Mays now pitching. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brooks moves to third. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Weiss moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh now playing first base. Pinky Pittenger now playing third base. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Niehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niehaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niehaus bunts towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Kritz moves to second. One out. Ernie Kruger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kruger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fragaugh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Grigsby hits a line drive into left field. Bresler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bresler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fragaugh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Moranville moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Harry B. Miller now pitching. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Bressler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Zitzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dressen hits a line drive towards third. Pittenger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rausch hits a fly ball into right field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.